Well, today's episode is on easy guide to create companies via general payroll software. SagInfotech has shared information via this podcast for people. Managing employee data and information should be both effective and efficient along with being accurate. Gen payroll gives a feel as if it is everywhere and nowhere at the same time. Yes, Gen payroll software is here, but not everyone has it, and many users are not sure how to proceed with it. Gen HR payroll is the most widely used and significant software for every company. Every company is overloaded with tons of information and simultaneously has to manage the data of the employees within the constraint of having limited manpower and man-hours. The software can be augmented, but increasing manpower is not possible all the time. So let's start. Why select general payroll software for employee database management? One such promising company that provides you with the best payroll software with effective functionality is SagInfotech. Gen payroll compliance software aids and assists you and other companies in managing the payroll function in a comfortable and accurate zone. It has very easy options to simplify employee daily attendance. After that, the HR and management team can quickly handle employee information. The employee and company HR both can see personal details, contact information, salary and attendance, PF and SE data, investment figures, salary certificates, etc. The software has given the option to prepare several forms such as ITR 1, 12-bar, 16, 16-R, and so on. We have covered almost all the relevant topics in this article based on how to create a company with Gen payroll software for business management, including all the screenshots. Full process to create company by general payroll software. Step 1. The authorized individual shall have to log in with a password. Step 2. Then click on the company from the dashboard. Go to the move cursor on company information. Step 3. Go to the move cursor on the add button. Step 4. Fill in company information like code, name, flat, road area, location, town/city, PIN, state, PAN/DAN, nature of business, mail, etc. Step 5. Then move the cursor to the authorized person's details and fill in all information like the authorized person's name, destination, date of birth, father's name, road street, PIN code, etc. Step 6. Then fill in additional details and select the type of deductor. Government. Others. Now fill in all information like PAO code, state, ministry name, DDO code, ministry, if others, and PAO reg. No, TDS circle, etc. Make sure you subscribe to the podcast so you never miss an episode. Visit our website at https://saginfotech.com/ or call us at 0141-407-2000. Thanks for listening.